And welcome back to Farm Progress 2025 here in Decatur, Illinois. Justin Welch is head of agronomy at Golden Harvest. Justin, to soybeans then, there are some new, the red crown rot and
yes.
some of these SDS is moving north. Seems like you've got a lot of new challenges there.
Oh, I'm telling you, we actually are going to see a plot tonight of red crown rot, and what are we doing to help solution that? And for us, it's going to be a team effort at Syngenta, that it's not all going to come through just better genetics. We're going to have some other ways of helping control red crown rot. And so we've got some seed treatments and some other items. That's one of those things that we just have to get in front of so we don't fall behind. Because, you know, I remember 15 years ago, somebody brought up Palmer amaranth, and then all of a sudden, at the blink of an eye, it was no longer just, hey, we have Palmer. It's now the main issue that we have in a lot of areas. You don't want something like red crown rot to sneak up on us and do something similar.
Yeah, like tar spot did.
Tar spot was another great example where we didn't know if it was a one-off 1 year or whether it was going to continue over time. Was it isolated to a geography? It's still here 5 years later in areas that we didn't expect it to be. And we are now understanding with tar spot things like what's causing it and how do we help mitigate? That's what we have to get in front of with things like red crown rot.
Okay. Since I've got the head of agronomy for Golden Harvest here on the radio, let's talk about population in, well, let's start with corn.
Okay.
Do you like narrow 15-inch rows, or is that too crazy of an idea? Or
I don't think so. I think that, you know, especially when you go north, and you think about light interception, we find that if you go north, you get into narrow rows, become a lot more advantageous than in the central corn belt. But I'm not opposed to narrow row or 30-inch rows, or even in the south we get into some 38-inch rows. It's kind of geography specific, but the key is you got to have genetics that match up to that management cultural practice you're trying. Not every hybrid is meant to go in 15-inch rows. Not every hybrid is meant to be at 40,000 population. And one thing is you got to have the hybrids that match the management. So if you're a farmer that's invested in 15-inch rows, we're going to do our best to find the products that we can push those populations without too much stress, that also don't affect our light interception, to make sure they can maximize yields when they do that.
Yeah, driving down the road here in Illinois, I go, whoa, man, these corn stalks 3-4 inches apart.
Yeah, that's, I'll tell you, when you get into high stress conditions, you know, 4 or 5 inches apart, you're up to 38,000, 40,000, you know,
yeah.
You got some very high populations. Your plants better be able to handle stress.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You happen to be here in Decatur, Illinois. Some of the best soils in the whole world are within 100 miles of right where we're at. There's a lot of opportunity to push populations with a low amount of stress that let farmers maximize yields.
Justin Welch, head of agronomy at Golden Harvest. And that's it from Farm Progress. I'm Mick Kerr. This has been Inside Agriculture, and we'll have more reports for you tomorrow morning right here.